Not Now Podcast.
Welcome to Not Now Podcast. I hope that you're strapped in because we're about to...
Get strapped.
Yeah, get strapped. You know, pick up a bunch of guns and ammunition and just go blazing in this bitch. So,
Like Rainbow.
Yeah, so I'm...
First Blood Part 2.
Yeah, just so we don't forget to introduce ourselves again, I'm Kyle.
And I'm Kyle.
And he's also Kyle. This is the Kyle cast. But he's actually Bran. And I'm Bran.
And I'm Bran.
We're both Bran. This is now the Bran cast.
And I'm Kyle Bran. So I'm the Bran Kyle.
We're Brankles.
If you're wearing a Brankle, consult your podiatrist.
Yep, you better be Brankled for this barnacle of an episode that we're about to embark on.
So the what we've done always as
is
always,
fucked ourselves.
Yeah.
Yep. Did that really hard. Because
our episode topics are cats.
Yep. We did it. You didn't think we'd go there?
We did.
You thought wrong. Because we are cat men.
If you didn't think we'd cross that feline, we did. And now we're doing cats or we're doing...
We're possibly. I think we're going to be doing a think tank.
Thinking about tanks, tanking about thinks.
All of those things.
In between, outside.
And more are in store.
Yeah. And all you have to do is sit back and relax and listen.
Yeah. Just to sit back, grab a coin, flip it until you become obsessed with it. You become obsessed with that coin. That coin is life or death to you. you are focused on that. And scotch, the two loves of your life. Quit your job, give up any friends, family, personal interests, just become coin flipping scotch man.
Unless you have any friends whose names are Scott.
Or coin.
Because it's close to scotch or coin.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we're going to be flipping between this, well, we've got this commemorative coin.
Commemorative coin that is still currency.
Yeah. And Canada, our close brethren.
And commemorative in.
Yeah. So it's a $2 Canadian coin. I always envied the Canadians and their choices.
And their craftsmanship in coin production.
Yeah, it's much better than American coinsmanship.
All of their currency is really much better. Their $5 bill is like
Monopoly money.
It's hallucinogenic.
Yeah. Smoke a pound of $5 bills.
Canadian $5 bills.
And you'll be tripping.
They have the Canada Arm 1 on there. Do you know what that is?
No.
It's a fucking robotic arm on a space station. It's wonderful. And it's on their dollar bill. We've done wonderful things. We don't have them on the $5 bill.
Yeah, we just have Abraham Lincoln.
He's already on the penny.
Yeah.
He's got two spots.
We haven't done more than two great things.
George Washington only has one.
He has two.
Does he?
The quarter and the dollar.
Oh, yeah. We're repeating.
And both of them are on Mount Rushmore.
They're already ideals.
Let's move on. Yep. Moving on to the Abraham Lincoln. Okay. So we've got this Canadian $2 coin.
Please describe it in detail. Oh, you dropped it.
I dropped it.
What a terrible time to drop it when we're about to describe it in detail.
Okay, so on one side, we have a grizzly bear. And it says, Canada, $2.
And are you going to just leave out the multi...
Oh, yeah. So there's an outer ring made entirely of some kind of silver, but probably not silver. More like probably nickel.
Yeah.
And then there's an inner layer made out of some type of gold, but probably not gold.
Yeah, but probably not gold. Nothing real about this coin.
Except for the fact
it's
that
it's an imaginary coin.
Wrong train of thought. Okay, the other side says Elizabeth.
That's
some type of... Oh, it's a Canadian maple leaf. And then it says D.G. Regina...
Dear God, Regina.
Oh, 1996.
It's not 1996. Dear God, Regina, it's not 1996.
Stop bathing that baby in petrol.
May I see that coin real quick? Yeah. Oh, I see here on right underneath the bear. It says not now podcast at gmail.com. You got to squint to see it. Go get yourself a Canadian coin. Yep. Look underneath the bear's paws. On the back one, it says not. And then on the back left one, it says now. And then on the front right, it says
podcast.
And then on the front left, it says at gmail.com.
There it is.
We made it. Yep. We hit the big leagues.
Yes. So we're flipping between
the big leagues.
No.
Oh.
World crises.
Nope. Think tank.
Where we solve the world's problems.
Yep. Solve our own problems too. We could solve any problem. We're a think tank. Any problem that you might have, bring it to us. But it's too late because we're already doing this. You didn't bring it beforehand. Save it for a repeat episode.
And the other side is cats. So what we're going to do
is the other side cats? Why? What's the association?
I didn't start that yet. I was getting into it. We're good. Just wait your turn. Sit in your seat and you will feel the rush of the association coming towards you. So Queen Elizabeth is going to be... Is it Queen Elizabeth? It's a lady on the front. Lady Elizabeth. She's going to be cats. Because, well, if you ever heard of lady parts, you know that women love cats. And the next part is a bear. And that is going to be the bear truth about solving the world's problems. Which was also, what was the name of the thing?
Think tank. Bears live in a cave, which is like a tank, which is where we think.
And we think about bears in tanks often.
Yeah, often people think that bears are hibernating against, ill will. They're harboring impure thoughts all winter. But they're really just constructing a better world, a utopia, a beartopia.
Yeah, a beartopia filled with thonk-tonks.
Thonk-tonks, because bears care. I don't know if this is original, but care bears.
So we're going to be flipping a coin today about that. So if you're following along, the heads is the pussycats and the tails is the bear.
Think tank. and the tail is a bear. Oh, we could do just animals.
Yeah. Okay. Call it in the air, Kyle.
We already called it. And it's a bear.
It is a bear.
Oh. Think tank it is.
I thought for sure we were going to get cats.
I thought, you know what? Nope, we haven't disclosed that. All right. If you're wise enough to put that together, join our think tank. Tell us what we're going to... Email us. If you know what we are planning, email us at notnowpodcast@gmail.com and tell us, hey, I know you. I got my belt around the ankles. Can I have your phone number? And we'll go ahead and deliver it to you.
We will. We'll just show up to your door person. With a checklist.
Two handguns. Nope.
Checklist of handguns.
A checklist of handguns. And we'll say, do you own any revolvers? Check. Do you own any Glocks? Uncheck. How do you uncheck an unchecked box? You can't do it. Just got to tear it off.
Got to use a bear.
Got to use a bear. That's why Bear Grylls is so popular. Everybody wants to, I'm really surprised he hasn't marketed Bear Grylls grills.
Oh my God. Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. I mean, you're in the outdoors. He's literally got to grill everything he cooks.
Oh, I thought you meant like that you wear in your teeth.
Oh, no. Well, I guess you could just make them like really sharp, gnaw through a tree, gnaw your own bow together, gnaw a canoe, Bear Grylls grills, or Bear Grylls grills. They can be used for making a nice steak and making kebabs. You could grill yourself a nice salad.
Where the fuck
did you
find think tanks?
Oh, it's the ripped out page. Yeah. To the left of that, it's brainstorm. We called it something different, but I was thinking think tanks. Brainstorm/think tanks.
That explains why I couldn't find think tanks.
It could be a storm of brains. Yep. To the left. What? To the left. You're on the wrong page, to the left. What are you looking for?
Brainstorm.
They're on the same page as cats. Go back to cats. Look above it. Four or five lines. This is...
okay.
Jeez. All right. Not only do I have to fill dead air, I also have to instruct you. All right. So, we're a couple scotches deep. If you miss the warm-up, we're even more deep.
Yeah, a couple more deep.
Just go home. If you are home, congratulations. You're one step closer than everyone else. Get yourself a couple of bears. Tell them they're nice.
Make them drink scotch.
Wait for them to hibernate. Make them drink scotch. Get your bears liquored up. Nothing's better than a liquored up bear. Get them to grill for you.
And once they're grilling for you, you don't have a willin' to do. You just gotta sit back and let them wilt your lettuce.
Yep. Contact NBC. Tell them you have a new show called Will and Grill.
And name one of the bears Will. That'll help.
Yep.
Wait, what the fuck?
Free grilly.
Okay, so wait, we got think tank.
We're think tanking this one.
Yep.
All right. So
get in the scotch.
Okay. Picture this.
I'm picturing.
You live in a world that is somewhat bleaker than the normal world. You wonder, how could this be? My world is fairly bleak. And then you realize that the world is running out of scotch.
So the first thing that I would do if I was going to think tank this world with no scotch, I would find the first Scot that lived there.
The Scotsman.
No, just a guy named Scott.
Oh, okay.
Well, would you agree? This is a think tank. It's not just
right. So we're putting our thinks together.
Yep, we're thinking our thinks until they're thoughts.
Would it work if it was an Australian Scot?
Yep.
But I thought the hitch of scotch was that it was whiskey made in Scotland.
Nope.
Are you sure?
Nope. But this is post-apocalyptia.
Poco Honest helped the Scotches to invent scotch.
Yeah, so what we got to do is we got to find the first Scot. Do you agree with that or no?
I agree with that. All right, we're going to find Scot.
Are you a naysayer?
Will a Scotty work? I know a Scotty.
Yeah, Scotty will work.
All right.
Well, you got to ask him.
Should
will
we get
work
him involved?
Yeah.
Scotty, do you have any qualms with working with our think tank?
No, I don't have any qualms with you.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Scotty. Glad to have you abroad.
I'm glad to be abroad.
Me too.
Have you tried this new drink I got?
What is it? Could it be?
It's Guinness.
Guinness. I have no interest in that.
Shut up, Scott. We just want scotch. Okay.
All right. So Scotty's off to the side.
Yep. He's just sitting there. I'm not sitting here. I'm just waiting. Yeah, you're waiting your goddamn turn. Okay.
Just like everyone else.
Think tank. Think tank.
We're running out of scotch. Scotty's no help right now. He's trying to get us Guinness.
Yeah. So we already looked for the nearest Scot. Couldn't find one.
Well, we found one, but he was useless.
Yeah, but he was a Scot, not a Scot. So.
Okay.
We got to find a Scot.
So like a Scotsman?
No, someone named Scot.
He was a Scot.
No, but he wasn't named Scot.
He was Scotty.
Scotty.
Okay, so Scotty is useless. He wants Guinness.
Yes.
All right, so we got to find a Scot. Epcot
Center.
Epcot Center. All right. Do you want to go to the Epcot Center?
Yeah. Well, all right, let's take this train here. Woo, woo.
All right, on the train, the Epcot Center, going to find a Scot. Where else would you find a Scot? Under a rock? Nope. Epcot Center. Gotta be there. Oh, emergency stop for the Epcot Center. Everybody off board was not a Scot.
Oh my god, I forgot my bag. I forgot it. I can't leave without my bag.
Pran, you gotta go. We're already here.
Ah, damn it. Okay, fine.
Leave Scotty. Tell him to get your bag.
Scotty, I'll be back for you. No, you won't. You won't be back for me. You're right. Bye.
All right, we got rid of Scotty. Got rid of your luggage. Now we are lighter. We're more agile and able to find a Scot.
I forgot my letter.
That's true. All right. They won't let you have those on trains. Terrorists. Anyway.
Balloons with handguns, some sort of majiga.
There's been plenty of balloon attacks recently. Read the news. So we're at the Ascot Center. There's a couple people selling hot dogs. Nobody wants them. That's okay. I'll support them. I'll take a nice. Do you have any chicken fried steak?
No. Well, we don't got no more chicken fried steak. If you want to come in for a snow cone, we got that.
I don't
we
want got a snow cone.
Nice poutine.
Do you have any? You have any calamari?
I've got fresh calamari right off the San Francisco coast. This calamari's been basking in the sun for about 3 days. It just came off a train from
sounds delicious. Puerto Rico. Butter me up.
Okay, butter it up. Hey, one order buttered up calamari.
All right, I got it coming down.
All right, step into the marinara.
All right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here's your calamari, kid.
Okay, how much would that be?
About three schmeckles.
Oh, a schmeckle? A whole schmeckle? Three whole schmeckles?
Yeah, it's one cravat.
That's I got one schmeckle coming back to me if I remember my currency.
Nope.
Well, I think you are running a ruse. I will have none of your
I'm
calamari.
Running a ruse, and if you want some of this calamari here,
I don't want any.
You better get ready for a bruise.
Not for three whole, not for four schmeckles.
But then move the fuck along, because someone else is going
to
pay fine. That.
You know what? I got stuff to do. I'm trying to find a Scott.
All right. Go on your way.
Hey, wait. What's that guy in the back's name?
Don't you worry.
Don't you worry? Man. All right. I guess that's not a guy.
My name's Chot.
Chot?
Chot.
Will that work? Brandon, will that work?
Yeah, we could see what kind of ability he has.
All right. Hey, Chot, do you want to venture along with us on our voyage on a think tank about how to get the world's scotch back?
You guys got any calamari?
No, we just turned it down. It was three whole schmeckles.
I only travel for three schmeckles. But he only travels with three schmeckles. Just give him the schmeckles, he'll travel with you.
But I don't want any calamari. He wants calamari.
Ah, fuck him. Fuck him, Kyle. All right. Fuck him.
You're not even truly a Scott.
Yeah, fuck him.
All right, we'll find another Scott.
Yeah, we'll find another Scott. Hey, what's this guy?
Hey, you guys want to buy some shoes?
Hey, shoe guy. Shoe guy. What's your name?
My name is Scotty Shoes.
Oh, Scotty Shoes. Hey, has anyone ever called you?
No, that's you're mispronouncing it. It's Scott E. Shoes.
Oh,
Scott Issues.
You want to come on a mission?
What kind of mission?
A mission that pays you in shoes.
Is there a commission for my mission?
Yeah, there's a commission for your mission.
It pays me in shoes.
It pays you in three schmeckles.
I want shoes.
Okay, I'll give you three shoes worth of schmeckles.
How much is that?
That's 100 shoes.
100 shoes is three shoes worth of schmeckles.
Yes.
I don't know if I follow the math on that, but I'm in.
Okay, he's in.
He's in.
Kyle, we got him.
Huh? I was just turning away for a second to take a piss.
Oh, that's okay. Your piss turned this Scotty into a schmeckle.
Oh. All right. Hey, Scott E., how's it going?
Hey, it's going pretty good. How are you guys doing? You guys going to give me some shoes?
Yeah, Scotty, we're going to give you the shoes. First, you got to run into this elevator.
Okay, I'm running into it. All right, don't open the doors or anything. Hold on.
We won't. Ding. He's gone, Kyle. We got rid of him.
I thought we were trying to collect him.
No, we were trying to collect his essence.
Oh, is that what that floating Bernie thing is there?
Yeah.
All right. Do we get a bottle?
Let
me empty out this.
Hey, calamari guy.
Let me just empty out the scotch I got here.
Yeah.
We can put it in that.
Putting the Scott essence in the scotch. Now we can make margaritas.
I love the sound when a cork comes out. Don't want it to escape, though.
Yeah, me either. So, what were we doing?
We got our Scott.
We got the Scott.
That was step one to getting more scotch into the world.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so what we have to do... Listen, this is going to be the hardest part of this journey. This is the hardest part of the journey, Kyle.
Okay.
We're going to go find the doctor. There's a doctor out in the wilderness, and he's going to turn this Scott into more scotch. He's going to distill it, and he's going to refill it, and he's going to replenish all the drinks. And
So this waiter doctor.
Yep, waiter doctor Dan.
A wait doctor. Wait, Dr. Dan is out in the middle of the woods. Can we take the train there? Or do we have to find some sort of airfare, a boat, a Humvee?
What do you feel like?
Can we teleport?
Yeah.
Teleport to Scotty.
Hey, Scotty.
You were the Scotty character.
I'm Scotty.
I thought we ditched you back on the bus. Damn it.
Yeah, but I was actually the man who's going to give you this scotch.
We don't... We were going to get to a doctor.
I'm Dr. Scotty. Don't you worry.
Dr. Scotty.
Oh, yeah, mate.
Dr. Scotty.
Yeah.
I have brought you the essence of one Scott, and I believe that you have a method that is tried and true. So true that it has been tried in several places and never found successful. But in here, I feel confident that you will be able to restore the world's scotch supply.
Yeah, you don't gotta worry about that. You just give me that scotch there, the scotch inside the scotch bowl that you've captured him in.
What do you want?
Receptacle.
Where should I empty him into?
No, give him to me.
Okay.
I'll take... Oh, thank you. Okay, I've got that. So the first thing that you want to do when you got a scotch inside a scotch bowl is you want to take him... And he's a feisty little bugger.
You're not going to shake him, are you?
Oh, if you want, I'll shake him, but that's going to cost you 3 schmeckles.
I don't have that.
Okay, well then I won't shake him. So, what we're going to do is we're going to heat him over this little Bunsen burner. And the Bunsen burner, if you don't know what that is, it's a big tea light. So the tea light will just heat up this ball. And what you got at the end is the essence of Scott. And the essence of Scott is the OTT. So the OTT is flowing through the tube. The tube is going round about, wits and round, winding round, and where it goes, nobody knows, but it stops. And when it stops, it drips, and when it drips, it drops. So, once it drops into the container, which we call a beaker, we will just swish it around and swirl, watch for the amber glow, and once we got that, we know that we're going to have ourselves some scotch. And what you do, because you have such purified scotch from the scotty, is that...
Throw it into the ocean?
Yeah, and you make the ocean scotch. And then we can all get drunk again.
What a wonderful world. I'm glad we formed this think tank, Doctor. Wait, Doctor.
Thank you for calling me by my true name, Dr. Wishwatch Witchwatcher. And as you know, I'll need my payment of 3 schmeckles.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. If you just give me that beaker!
Ah! Oh!
Come on, Vern, get out of there!
I got it. Oh, okay, run! Run, Kyle! Run!
The ocean's that way!
Throw it! We did it, Kyle!
Oh my god.
We turned the ocean into scotch.
Oh my god. Wait, what is that? Whales? Oh, they can't breathe in scotch.
That's okay. Who needed whales?
No. All right.
We'll just eat them.
Well, all right. Hey, free calamari. We could sell these for schmeckles.
We could.
Oh,
that guy's going to get fucked out of his business.
Oh, my God. He was selling 4 or 5 days old schmeckles. No, calamari.
For schmeckles.
Yeah. Free schmeckles.
And you know what we're going to do? We're going to sell 1 pound of calamari for 2 schmeckles.
Yeah.
We're going to undercut that fucking bastard.
You know what we do? Grab the calamari. Sell it as scotch-aged calamari
for
5 schmeckles.
5! Ah.
Yeah. That is our game plan. And you know what? It's even more rare because now there's no more octopus.
Because it's not cooked. Oh.
They're dead, all of them.
Dead, uncooked. It's rare.
Yep.
Yep. Thank you, Mr. Aussie, man.
That was a long think tank. Do we have time for any more thinking?
I am so scotched up, I don't know what to think.
I
hey, we go!
Does the world have any other problems other than being out of scotch?
Yeah.
Your mic's off.
Wow, here I am.
Wow, back from the dead.
Yeah, being back from the dead is a huge problem in today's society.
Yeah, we got to start killing those zombies.
Oh.
Because they're back from the dead is a huge problem in today's society is what just came out of your mouth.
Yeah, I thought that people stay dead was the problem.
Oh, well,
different trains of thought. Okay, yep. So we're gonna start with the zombies.
Gonna start with the zombies. I just can't get any sleep. There are these goddamn zombies outside my window all night.
Recycling bin is only for glass.
Even though they're productive members of society, I still hate them. I really wish that there was something we could do about these. I guess I'm just going to have to get Bran and try to form some sort of thing.
Kyle! Kyle!
Yeah.
Kyle!
Bran, what are you doing in my bedroom?
I made nachos. I got a bunch of nachos.
That's wonderful.
And I found a way to defeat the zombies.
Both at the same time?
Yeah. I was making nachos, and the first thought that came to my head was, what would be great on these nachos?
Zombies?
Zombies, exactly. So we feed... We take, we find, and we gather the zombie bits.
They make them zesty.
They just fall over the place because zombies are shedding skin like we're shedding
tears.
Life insurance.
Oh.
And so what the zombies shed the parts, we put them on a pizza, nachos, and we feed them, find a zombie and invite them to nachos.
Yeah, it's nacho time.
Yeah, invite the zombie to the nacho. Fine, Kyle. There's one now.
How do I kill it? Do I gotta? Is your name?
You should really pick up after your dog.
I God fucking hate this. Zombie, could you look that way for a second?
Oh, yeah. What's over here? What the fuck did you just do?
I thought we had to make nachos.
No, we feed them nachos.
We feed them nachos?
Yes.
What? How does that help? You said zombies on the nachos.
Yeah, the parts that they're shedding.
Get them hooked on nachos?
Okay, this will work. Just gather up the... Wait. Gather up the bile.
What does... The zombies like it. I am so confused.
Okay, we're moving on
this
from nachos.
This is the opposite of a thing.
Now it's tomato soup. Okay.
Okay, so now it's tomato. What the hell? I just killed a zombie.
You're going to have to deal with this. I'm out. I'm out the window. Becca.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
You're trying to cut me up like that.
Oh, God. You're still alive, huh?
I can't.
Hey, wait, real quick question.
Yeah.
What do zombies like to eat?
Oh, I would go for some nachos.
Yeah? Are you a good chef?
I've been known to fast food.
Do you all right. Listen up. I know I've cut you apart here.
Yeah, it's a cool man. It happens all the time.
Would you mind like hiding under my chef hat? And I'll have you under my chef hat.
Yeah, yeah.
You can instruct me on how to cook nachos. I'll give you some.
Mm-hmm.
I'll buy all the products. We can sell them to your zombo friends.
What'd you just call us?
Zombie friends.
I heard something else.
Zombies.
I heard something else.
Zombos.
I heard something Bozos. Else.
Listen here. You're just pretty much a head. I can just bury you, kick you around, whatever.
Is that a death threat?
No, you're apparently immortal. So I don't know how I could threaten you with death. I could just be like, it is a purgatory threat.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. If you can eat your dirt way out of a hole, If you like dirty holes, I got something for you. I feel like
I do like dirty holes.
All right.
Do you have a gravy boat? I've been longing for a gravy boat.
I know of a couple gravy boats. They're far out at sea at the moment, but if you wait till they come into port, I could smuggle you aboard as soon as you teach me that nacho recipe.
Okay, here, you got a pen and paper?
Uh-huh. Yeah, just give me one second.
Okay, here's how you make yourself zombie killer nachos.
Okay, I'm ready for you.
First, you want to grab one raven's feather. Okay, you got that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
So, feather of one raven.
Yep. You got
Wait, how many portions does this make? 8? 18? 1800? 5? 2? 17? 98?
B.
13? B. B portions.
Yep. You got to get one irradiated mouse excrement. Then you got to find yourself about... Oh, how much is it? It's somewhere between...
Somewhere between...
1 and 17 rat's tails.
Could you be more precise about that number? What size rat? How many length? How many pounds of rat tail? 18 ounces? 12 ounces. Four rats.
I would have to say... C.
4.
Yeah.
Okay, 4 rat's tails.
Yeah, but it has to equal at least.
Are we talking
ounces.
About human like hair rat tails, hair fashion, or actual rat tails?
I only saw it made once. I have no idea.
This is your recipe. You said you were a good chef.
Because you're gonna.
Are
bury
you lying
me.
To me?
You're gonna bury
I
me.
I can't try. All right.
Kyle.
Brandon, is that you?
We can still escape. Kyle, I found a boat.
Our think tank wasn't to find a boat. Our think tank was to how to get rid of the... Wait, what was our think tank?
I don't remember, but I found a boat. Kyle! Kyle, there's a boat. Get on this boat.
Okay. All right, take
me
to it.
Hop out the window. Wait, bury that. Bury the head first.
Wait, I already hopped out the window.
Oh, shit. Throw a grenade.
How am I going to get rid of this zombie head?
Don't worry about it.
How was I going to bury it on the second floor?
You bring up a lot of good points. Well, while you're on this boat, you're going to be my first mate, Kyle.
Okay.
My first mate. First mate to boatism.
Okay.
We're going to
boat ties me.
Yeah, we're going to... Oh, by the Kervod goddess, I boat ties you. Here we go. And you're being boat ties. Your water's bathing over your scalp. Okay.
Okay.
You feel good?
No.
Oh. Well, you'll feel better.
Okay.
I found this boat, and we're going to boat our way to Broadway, Kyle. We're going to start a hit improv show. It's going to be called Boat Your Bottom.
Wait, how is this going to help with our zombie problem?
I heard of an island.
An island?
Yeah.
Broadway?
Broadway.
Broadway the island.
Yeah, and broad. And it's away.
Yeah, that's why they say no man is an island.
Yeah, but the only problem is that it's run by zombies. So.
A zombie-free island run by zombies.
But that's okay. They're friendly zombies. All they want to do is talk to you about their nacho recipes.
Oh, that's kind of the guy I was talking to.
Really?
Wait, can he come? No, we already buried him.
No, well, we can go back and save him.
No. Frankenstein's monster. He's not worth it.
He's not worth it?
Nope.
It sounded like a good recipe from what I could hear. Last thing I heard was, no, hey.
It was secondhand.
Oh.
You can't trust that. So let's just go aboard this. We're going to Broadway. Set the course for...
Broadway!
that's correct. As you have it. We're going on to Broadway. Gonna solve the zombie problem. And I think that covers...
Save Christmas!
We're going to save Christmas. Does that round up our think tank for zombies? We got more to this?
Yeah.
Are you alive?
I'm alive. I'm spinning.
I see. You're steering the captain's wheel, as it were, towards Zimbabwe.
Oh, I have no more, Kyle. This
Zimbabwe.
Is...
Yeah, you took a lot out of you. I'm glad you held on. All right. So when Brandon takes the mic out, you know it's quitting time. But
oh, thanks for hanging with us.
No, wait, we still got to do some adverterrorism if you're up for it.
Oh yeah. Fuck light beer.
Light beer.
We like scotch.
Do you want to do any specific light beer? How about we do we're on a boat. Do you want to do do you know a cruise ship name?
Yeah. Yeah, ship. Hold on, wait. Wait, all right, got it.
Okay.
Stop, don't say a thing.
Okay. Sorry, I can't confirm without saying anything. But that's the least I could say to confirm that I agree with you.
I had it was Rolling Rock.
Yep, that's not a cruise line, but it's a beer.
There were rocks rolling through the ocean. They called it the Giant's Causeway.
Yeah, the Giant's Causeway. It's not a pale ale.
They just make a green can and expect you to cough up the green for it.
You know what? I think everybody looks at that and they're like, "Oh, Guinness, I want some."
Guinness, it's not a green can.
I know, but I'm just saying that's maybe what people think.
Oh, that could be. People are stupid.
It's got a horse. The horse is named Guinness.
Oh.
Rolling Rock.
Roll the rock down the hill, and what do you got? A bunch of fucking zombies. And they're trying to take over the world, and we're just on here on our SS roll ears.
Yeah, rolling free. Free of Rolling Rock. Unfortunately, their clutches grasp far beyond their pale ale cans.
And next thing you know, we're just sitting here telling you not to buy it.
Don't buy it. They haven't paid us any money.
It's piss in a box.
Piss in a box, piss in a bottle, piss in a can.
And you got a toucan.
Sam. You know, that's where that expression came from. Using the can is just from a can of Rolling Rock. They, people used to go outside pissing them.
Pissing into the wind. That's what Rolling Rock's all about. And if you like pissing into the wind and feeling your piss on your face, go out and buy yourself a case of Rolling Rock.
Nice big old gallon of Rolling Rock.
Just buy it by the gallon.
Just go up to your nearest Rite Aid. Tell them that you want a gallon of Rolling Rock. Don't take no for an answer. And take your shoes off.
Refute if they say they don't offer it.
Yep. Take your shoes off. Take your shirt off. And tell them that you still want service, despite all of that. And that you want an exact gallon down to the measure. Go out back into their convenience aisle. Take a gallon of milk. Empty it. Dump it out in front of them. Tell them that they're useless, that this milk is useless, and that you want your goddamn Rolling Rock in a jug.
Find a 5-gallon jug of Rolling Rock, and you'll get cock. That's the motto.
Gotta twist it the other way.
Oh, hold on. Oh! Got it. Okay.
I don't think you got it. It's now gotta twist the other way.
It's twist what way?
I thought I had to.
Oh!
He's just finding himself over here. You'll figure it out eventually, if we ever Instagram.
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining. And are we done advertising? Yeah, Rolling Rock.
Yeah, fuck them. Don't buy it. If you like piss on your face, then you like Rolling Rock. So I guess enjoy.
You got it. That's the whole Schmeckles tip for you.
If you want to waste your Schmeckles, find Rolling Rock and throw your schmeckles at it.
Got it. All right. So this has been an this has been an episode of Not Now Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Join us in be adjointed to our show. If you like this episode, we have others, I'm sure, as you know.
Some of them are less scotchy.
They are. Some are definitely less scotchy than this. You can find us at notnowpodcast@gmail.com
if you'd like to email us. And on face tits.
Yeah, and on our face tits. one of our faces on each tit. Can't miss us. Thanks so much. And I don't know. We look forward to doing some more of these.
Not Now Podcast!